Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 42, question 110. What does God forbid in the Eighth Commandment? God forbids not only such theft and robbery as are punished by the magistrate, but God views as theft also all wicked tricks and devices whereby we seek to get our neighbor's goods, whether by force or by deceit, such as unjust weights, ells, measures, goods, coins, usury, or by any means forbidden of God, also all covetousness and the misuse and waste of his gifts. And then question 111. But what does God require of thee in this commandment? That I further my neighbor's good where I can and may, deal with him as I would have others deal with me, and labor faithfully so that I may be able to help the poor in their need. As we continue to look at the Heidelberg Catechism this year through and try to think particularly about the questions, you'll notice that it's possible to ask a very similar question in two different ways. When it says, what does God forbid in the Eighth Commandment, it highlights the negative aspect. What is prohibited? What is ruled out? And then in question 111, but what does God require of thee, it's pointing us instead to the positive expression. What is it that we must do or pursue? What is it that we need to seek to follow? Now, with regard to other commandments, sometimes they summarize that all together. For instance, question 104, what does God require in the fifth commandment? They include the negative and the positive, the prohibitions and the positive direction to go under the same question. Here, with regard to the Eighth Commandment, they split those apart for greater clarity and for greater depth. But in principle, this is true of every commandment. Although the bulk of them, eight of them, are expressed in the negative, thou shalt not, they all have a positive element. There's stuff we're not supposed to do, but there's other things that we are supposed to do. And the two that are expressed positively, remember the Sabbath day, honor your father and mother, those also prohibit their opposites. They rule them out. So if we really want to understand the Ten Commandments fully, we have to be able to at least divide them into what is forbidden and what is commanded. That's true with every commandment. And then just quickly to add this note, particularly from the answer to question 110, where it says, God forbids not only such theft and robbery as are punished by the magistrate, but God views as theft also all wicked tricks and devices. What you notice there is that morality, right and wrong, are not defined according to the civil law. There are certain things of which the civil law takes cognizance, where the civil law steps in to punish evildoers, to reward those who do well, at least in theory. But the boundaries of right and wrong are not synonymous with the codes that govern your municipality or state or nation as a whole. Right and wrong may be a good deal stricter as well as a good deal different from what is found in the legal codes of the land. That doesn't mean the legal codes are insignificant or unimportant, but it means you can't say, well, it's legal, therefore it's okay. Or vice versa, you can't say, well, it's illegal, therefore it's automatically, in God's eyes, wrong either. There is a little bit of wiggle room. There's a little bit of a difference between those two.